You're listening to Over My Head, and beside me in the studio I have David Van Noppen. David, it's going to be revealed what your credentials and everything are as time goes on, but I'm going to ask you a strange question just so that you can get into the thick of it. What is the situation that gives rise to the need for the initiative that you're heading up, the Freedom Initiative?
Wow, nothing like jumping right into it, Tony. The situation is, I won't be alarmist this morning. It's too early in the morning to be alarmist. But, you know, as we think about how we handle money every day and we listen to culture and the cultural message of buy more, buy bigger, buy stuff, period, it's gotten to a point where it's out of control. Our ability and access to credit in the North American culture has given rise to the abuse of credit. And so the Freedom Initiative is all about setting people, whether within the faith community or without the faith or outside the faith community, free from that desire for more stuff, for bigger stuff, and really to allow them to manage the resources that we have, and so many resources, in a way that brings glory to God, but also in a way that continues to foster freedom as opposed to bondage, which is what our culture is really pushing us to, is more and more debt, more and more stuff. Spend more than you can make in 100 years and let the next generation worry about it.
It does sound on the face of it as if you're single-handedly tackling one of the world's greatest problems. This is ambitious.
I am not alone, Tony. In fact, that's part of our mission and mandate, is to mobilize the church, the Big C Church, to say we have been given a mandate through Scripture by God to set the prisoner free, to allow those who are oppressed to walk in freedom. And all of the answers, all of the answers to the questions around debt and credit are found in Scripture, and Christ talked about that so much when he was here on earth, that we have all the resources, all the teaching we need. We just need to get that message out and really allow it to sink into our own hearts, and then allow that to go out into the nation at large.
So the name that you've given to this initiative is the Freedom Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
This enterprise, I was going to say. I want you to tell us now a little bit more detail how this is set up,
mm-hmm.
maybe where the ideas came from, and turn it into something that we can handle in a more practical way.
Sure. Well, one of the mandates that we were given in the Great Commission was to go and make disciples. And that's the core of what the Freedom Initiative is. There is some tons of great information, great education, great curriculum that is out there that is biblically based in how to handle finances and what to do with money, and you know, that tension that we have between serving God and serving money. And the Freedom Initiative, what we've done is simply formalize a process of financial discipleship, where we're saying, let's just take this issue all around money and give people the opportunity for one-on-one, face-to-face, non-judgmental conversations, and more so, exercises. Think of it like a coaching experience, or if you want to lose some weight, you go see a coach who will walk you through some exercises that will get you more fit or get you to lose your weight or hit your targets. So we've formalized that around money, and we've simply said our coaches are trained, and the coaches we're looking for, as I put them, are the people in the church. They're the people that we want to mobilize within the church community to say, you've got the information, it's right there in Scripture, let us show you how to apply that, and then teach someone else to apply that one-on-one.
You've mentioned several times this is very much a Scripture-based
mm-hmm.
Concept. If I were skeptical and I were loaded with debt and I was in the congregation, I might say, just a minute, why should I go and talk to these Bible-thumping people? I need to know where my next meal's coming from.
Absolutely. And that's, I mean, again, that goes back to the core of implementation. It's not about, I mean, we need education, absolutely. But wouldn't it be nice to say exactly that? I don't know where my next meal is going to come from, so let's let someone else sit down next to you who says, okay, well, maybe we can move some things around in your current situation. Maybe what you really need to hear is someone say, listen, you need to go get a second job. That's it. Let me help you do that. Let me connect you to some people that maybe can help you with a job search. And as we all know, and maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but having someone to give me a little kick in the pants when I need it, and a little encouragement when I need it, and a little bit, hey, you're doing okay when I need it, is so essential to success.
And I'm sure that one of the problems for people is they just don't want to talk to somebody about it. You know, they hold it in, and it becomes an all-encompassing problem that they can't discuss.
Well, and the other problem, Tony, is that when they do want to discuss it, they'll go to the banks, or they'll go to finance institutions or consolidation companies. Oh. And again, those people aren't bad. They're just misinformed. The bankers and the financial institutions, their mandate is to get you into debt and keep you there for your entire life, because that's how they make their money, and that's why they exist. Where the church, people in the church, really want to serve you, to see you free from that bondage of money. We all have to use money every day, so let's find out how to use it in a way that brings glory to God.
Well, that's fight and talk.
Oh, you got it.
You're listening to Over My Head, and I have David Van Noppen here in the studio with me, and we're talking about the subject of money in a very broad sort of way, and if you don't have enough of it, in a more specific way. And we've introduced, or he's introduced us to the Freedom Initiative. Now, that's a good marketing name, but I happen to know that this is backed by some pretty solid organizations. Mm-hmm. Who are they?
Well, the Freedom Initiative really comes out of the heart to serve the Big C Church, and that's the foundation that we've put together. We have, it's called the Canadian National Christian Foundation. And we do a lot of work with charities and working with charities to streamline their own finances and to make sure that they're sustainable for the long term. And then we also have a network of financial advisors called Advisors with Purpose, who are Christian financial advisors. And again, our heart is to train them and to teach them and to support them in the work that they do in the financial industry, so that they can implement and those biblical principles into their practices and into the advice that they give to their clients when they are out of debt and have more money than they know what to do with. So.
And your office is right there with One Way Ministries.
That's correct. Yeah, we work out of One Way Ministries as well.
So that sounds like a pretty firm pedestal for you to do your stuff on. If I were a parishioner, let's imagine that I'm a parishioner. I've got myself into difficulties financially. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of shy about it. Maybe not even telling my wife all the details.
Right.
But I know that if things carry on like this, in two or three months' time, I'm going to be in deep doo-doo.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard something about these people who I can talk to that are in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Take me through sort of step by step the kind of process. What do I do, and the kind of way in which they would handle this situation.
Great. So as we said, you know, there are a number of ways that this can be played out in the church, but I'll just give you an example. So let's take it. You're a parishioner, and you've heard a message, or there's been a course offered in the church which deals with money, and you've taken the initiative to say, you know what, let's go and do that. So you bring your wife along, but when you get done the course, you still haven't really learned to communicate with your wife. You maybe haven't even really opened up the books to anyone else. So you're carrying that burden alone, and you really don't know which way to go forward, even though you've got some education now. And that's where the Freedom Initiative is got its point, and say, wouldn't it be nice to have somebody that you could just meet with one-on-one, at maybe one meeting, it may be 10 meetings, if that's what you need, to help you get moving, implement the things you just learned, and then to have some support afterwards. The car broke down. What do I do now? Here I am. I've just created some stability following these principles that I learned, and now the car's broke down. What do I do? Well, you could ask your wife, for sure, or you could include a third party who'd say, well, have you ever thought about this, or have you done this, or have you asked, maybe there's something in the house that you can sell to take care of that. And those persons simply speak the truth in love and give it from a perspective that's outside of sometimes that crisis where you can't quite think straight, and somebody comes and just gives a few suggestions that will guide you along and say, that's what I need to do. And once you commit to it, that person's there as well to say next week or the week after, well, how did that go? Did it work out? You know, we talked about selling something. So did you get it sold, and did you get the car fixed? Yeah, you did. Great. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Encouraged you along in the path that you're making, because debt is we fall into debt relatively easily, but we climb out of debt, and it's a process, and it takes work and communication. And sometimes the coaches, because they're in it all day, will have some strategies and some things that you may not have thought about yourself.
Supposing the coach feels that I need help from a professional, mm-hmm. somebody else, how does that work?
Well, again, because the coaches are volunteers, because they receive a certain level of training, they're not selling product. There's a lot of areas where they just can't go in. But they are also resourced. So as a coach, part of the Freedom Initiative, they'll have access to a number of names where they'll say, you need some estate planning advice, because we, in our conversation, that's come up. Well, we're not estate planners, and that is an area where we don't even want to go anywhere near. But there's two or three Christian estate planners that we have access to name. So why don't you go see them? Or, you know, maybe dealing with the debt, we're saying, somebody told me I should go bankrupt, but I don't feel right about that. I don't feel right in my heart about it, but I don't feel right that we're really that bad. How do you know? Where do you go for a really honest assessment? So these coaches will assess you and say, you don't need to go bankrupt, and here's another strategy that you could implement. It's up to you. Or they may say, hey, let's connect you up with a trustee so that you can get the right advice. But that's the direction we need to be going. So,
what's happened so far with the Freedom Initiative in this part of the mm-hmm. world? I believe there are a couple of churches that have implemented it.
We really are in the beginning launch modes. Really, it was January when we launched our first two centers here in the Ottawa area. One is in North Grenville Community Church out in Kempville, and the other is a little bit farther out of town, actually, in Alexandria. And the Bradalbin Baptist Church has opened a center out there. And again, that both of those churches have just recognized the need in their communities and in their faith communities, as well as in the community at large, and said, we as a church can stand up and have a voice in the area of finance in our own faith community and then in the community at large. And that's the message that they've really just kind of put out there, is to say, we're available. Let us speak into your lives and support you and show you God's way of finance, which is different from what you're getting every day in the messages that are coming across the airwaves and across media and the stores and the advertising and marketing that happen.
So you've trained people in those two parishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be the frontline workers.
That's correct.
The people who people turn to when they don't know who to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
And how's it working out? Is it popular? Is it being used?
I will say that both the centers are overwhelmed. The North Grenville Center is open every second and every fourth Saturday, and that's limited by the number of volunteers and the number of teams that we can do. And we are booked solid, have been booked since the first day they opened their doors. And there is, I think, 3 weeks or 4 weeks out now before we actually have an appointment that we have an opening. So we need more warriors, more financial warriors to aid in that. And the same over in Alexandria. They have had no shortage. In fact, I was just talking to them Thursday and said, we're booked again for the next 2-3 weeks. There's just a huge need. People want to be free. And when the church places itself and says, we're a voice of freedom, people respond.
Oh, so we've established the need. We've established a solution. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to change hats. Instead of being somebody who's suffering from debt, I'm going to be a pastor somewhere in Ottawa, mm-hmm. is listening today, hears what's going on, thinks, I'd like to be able to do that in my church.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Well, before we get into that, I'm just going to make one comment. Christians have always been good at recognizing the need. If we go back to education, when there was a need for education, the church stood up and said, let's start schools, let's start educating our people, because that's a way that we can impact culture. When there was medical, churches started hospitals and said, we can meet the need of health in our communities. And so the church has always been there, and if I was speaking to a pastor, I would say, it's your calling to step up and meet the need in the culture around you. And right now, there's a huge need to deal with this financial pressure. The debt crisis is here. People are struggling in your church. They're struggling in our communities with debt, and it is a silent killer. We don't really see the effects of it until it's so far gone that, you know, there's extreme measures that need to be taken to reverse it. And so, as a pastor, I encourage you to begin to open the doors and just speak about it from the pulpit, but then come and talk to us and say, okay, what's the next, how do I do financial discipleship? We have designed the process to walk beside you. It's a turnkey process so that you don't have to redesign the wheel. In fact, you don't even have to be involved. Just send me the person that in your church that you think would be the one to champion this, and we'll work with them and allow them to all the resources and tools that they need to get a financial discipleship ministry effective in your church.
So how do pastors get in touch with you, David?
There's any number of ways. David@cncf.ca is my email. I have my phone number, 1-866-580-9319, and it's extension 106, directly to me. Or you can just go to advisorswithpurpose.ca. We've got a link there. And finally, one more place, freedomcan.ca. If you go to freedomcan.ca, that's our website, and you can get all the information you need there.
This is a great enterprise that we're hearing about from you this morning, the Freedom Initiative. Does this run on love, or do you actually have to find money to pay for it?
You know, it's a funny thing when you say it like that. Of course it runs on love, but we do need some money, so it's a both. So, yeah, of course, especially as we're in the launch mode at this point to really allow churches to come on board and to launch. We're looking for the first 2 years worth of funding. So if you're a parishioner who has that ability to give to something that is going to impact our culture, again, freedomcan.ca, we'd love to hear from you on that level as well.
Good. So that's the ask for today.
Absolutely.
And there's a good video out there. You can find it around the place, which reinforces some of the points that David's been making this morning.
My money talks, so what can you hear it saying? My money talks, just like a voice that's praying. My money talks, it speaks volumes loud and clear about what matters most to me. So tell me what you hear. Do you hear a story of a man who can't say no to the latest things the advertising show? Slaps down his credit card like Trump into the game, hoping it will make things right again. My money talks, so what can you hear it saying? money talks just like a voice that's praying. My money talks, it speaks volumes loud and clear about what matters most to me. So tell me what you hear. Do you hear a story of a woman working hard to match that family that she sees across her yard, wondering how to make the payments on her home while she sits there all alone? My money talks, so can you hear it saying? My money talks, just like a voice that's praying. My money talks, it speaks volumes loud and clear about what matters most to me. So tell me what you hear. It speaks volumes loud and clear about what matters most to me. So tell me what you hear.
Thank you, Brian Moy-Suderman, for your song, which speaks directly to the subject that David Van Noppen and I have been talking about this morning here in the CKCU studio, the whole subject of debt and how people can best deal with that problem when it's creeping up on them and they don't really know who to turn to. The Freedom Initiative is designed precisely for that purpose. So tell people about it, and if your church, if you'd like to get it going in your church, get your pastor, get in touch with David. What's your number again, David?
I'll just give you the website. It's FreedomCan, as in Freedom Canada, or Freedom I Can Be Free. So you take your pick, but FreedomCan.ca.
And there's a great video that you should watch on that site.